So I'd like to offer just a short reflection, and then we'll sit together for a little bit. So we've been exploring this quality of equanimity, this capacity of the heart-mind to be with experience in a spacious and balanced way. This quality of non-reactivity and balance that comes from wisdom, that comes from understanding and seeing things clearly. And earlier this morning, I made the point that there are always two things happening from one perspective. There's what's happening and how we're relating to it. How we are with something. And it's in that relationship with experience that the potential for freedom lies. Because, as we know, a lot of the circumstances and conditions of our life are beyond our control. And the more we understand that our attempts to resist, manipulate, and control life actually produces agitation and stress in the heart, the more we understand that, the more the heart is able to relax and open and be with things, be with the changing nature of experience in a peaceful and spacious way. So, in terms of this relationship with experience, the mind can be for or against things, or just not care at all. So, I want to do a brief experiment. Invite you to do a brief experiment with me. If you humor me for a moment and take your right hand and just hold it up and become aware of the sensations in your hand. You might still feel some of the tingling or buzzing from the Qigong. You might notice temperature, density or mass. And so see if you can be aware of those sensations without being for or against them, not particularly liking them or wanting them to stay, not particularly disliking them, resisting them, wanting them to change or go away. So there can be an awareness of that sensory experience and a sense of balance. A non-reactivity. We're with the experience rather than pushing or pulling against it. You can let your hand relax if you like. So our tendency is when there's a pleasant experience to like it, to move into wanting it to last, to try to control it. This is called attachment. We latch on to it, or we get addicted to it. We try to manipulate experience to make it last or get more of it when there's something pleasant. This is our conditioned tendency. When there's something unpleasant, and it's the opposite, we resist it, we dislike it, we pull away. The mind moves into irritation, annoyance, anger or fear, blame, trying to avoid or get away from it. And then when experience is in the middle, when it's neutral, the tendency is to check out. We get bored or confused, or we dissociate or don't care. So these conditioned tendencies of grasping, aversion, and delusion are kind of deeply embedded in the heart and the mind. And so the development of equanimity is learning how to be with experience in this balanced way. Just the same way we can be with the sensations in our hand. Just aware of it, with the experience, really there, really feeling it and knowing it intimately, without pushing or pulling, without trying to manipulate or control it. So this is what we'll be exploring this afternoon. And how it relates to what we were talking about this morning, in terms of the larger events of our lives, the changing conditions of gain and loss, pleasure and pain, praise and blame, fame and disrepute. So I'd like to sit for a little bit together and invite you to explore what your mind does as experience changes from pleasant to unpleasant to neutral, and to see the tendency in your mind to lean in to the pleasant, to really to want it or to try to make it stay, or if there's something unpleasant, how the mind pulls away or resists, tries to get away from it or change it. And when there's something neutral, how we tend to just ignore it. And instead to see if you can notice the moments when awareness is with experience in a balanced way, without being for or against it. And remember, this is not something that we need to produce. It's not like we have to make the resistance or the grasping go away. It's just, don't try to maintain equanimity, only try to maintain awareness, as Sayadaw Tejaniya said. Once the mind feels that it's out of balance, it will learn how to come back into balance. Because it doesn't feel so good to be gripping or tightening or resisting. And so we'll be looking at this that particular place a lot more closely over the course of the afternoon. So for now, I just invite you to settle into a comfortable posture for meditation. And as we were exploring earlier this morning, see if you can begin from a place of ease and settledness. Perhaps even touching into gratitude again. Taking a few moments to recollect that which is already here, the conditions of your life that you appreciate. And letting that uplift the mind and the heart. Rooting your awareness in the body. The stable connection with the ground. And the upright posture of the spine and the torso. So as you sit, you'll probably become aware that the body is breathing. And notice if the breath feels comfortable or uncomfortable. And whether it's comfortable, uncomfortable, or neutral, notice if there's a liking or disliking, a movement towards or away. And you simply be with the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. If you like, you can widen your attention to the field of sensation in your body. And notice what's strongest. Are there sensations that are pleasant or unpleasant? What's most noticeable? Whether the sensations are pleasant and agreeable, unpleasant or disagreeable, or neutral, notice how the mind is relating. Is it for or against liking or disliking? So as you bring awareness to this aspect of your experience, a sensation, its pleasant or unpleasant tone, and the mind's response, see if you can be aware of those sensations in a simple and balanced way. Just as you were with the sensations in your hand. Notice if there are any neutral sensations. Any blank or numb areas. Anything in the middle that's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. What happens if you give attention there? If you like, I invite you to bring your attention to the quality of your mind. Notice if it's active or calm. Is it sleepy or energized? Dull or sharp, steady or unsteady. whatever your experience is, notice if there's a liking or disliking. If the heart is for or against what's happening. Can you bring some evenness and balance to bear? Being with what's happening in an intimate way without trying to control or change it.